Pod leaders, we are so glad that you're here for another episode of our Bible Studies for Life Kids Training Podcast. We are here just to help equip and encourage you as you teach and prepare to teach these powerful truths from God's Word. I am Kimba, and I am back again with Landon and Jennifer.
Hey there, guys. I'm Landon. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jennifer.
Well, last week, we told about how the church tells others about Jesus. So I would love to know from both of you, like, what are some specific things that your churches do as you reach out to the community and to the world?
Yeah, you know, our church does something with, though we have a lot of international families that live in our college town. And so a lot of families move here without furniture, without beds. We have, our church has a specific ministry for getting people off the floor is kind of their specific motto of kind of making sure people have beds and furniture. And when they move here, they're not completely lost. That's a ministry I really love.
That's so neat. Our church actually does quite a few different things, but lately something really amazing has been going on where our church is being streamed into our county jail, and we're seeing so many people turn their hearts to Jesus through coming in there. I mean, there's actually so many people coming in to watch the services that they have to turn them away because they can't fit in the room. It's crazy what's going on down at the church. And we actually got to go down, and a bunch of our staff got to baptize a whole bunch of them a few weeks ago.
Wow.
So it's just been a really incredible, powerful move of God.
That is amazing. That's really cool. I'd love to hear several of those stories on just how God has moved in the hearts of people. That's awesome. Well, our church does various things as well. We support various local ministries, but then also have several missionaries from national, you know, here in America, but then also international missionaries that we support. And then we are starting to help a church that has been struggling, just to kind of partner with them to help them build up their attendance and just to guide them through this transition time. So it is cool just to see how churches can play such a huge role in our community and how we can make such an impact in our world. So today we get to just talk about leadership and various roles that people hold within the local church. So our scripture passage today for this week's session, it comes from Acts chapter 6. And there is just so much to unpack here.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, leadership within the early church came to help the needs of people, the different needs that arose around them. And so as the numbers grew in the church, the disciples saw that, you know, two or three people couldn't do all the work. They had to work together. And so the disciples started to raise up other leaders. And by doing this, they chose seven more leaders to complete the tasks of serving the widows in our passage that we see. So the 12 disciples could continue to preach and spread the gospel and to create more disciples. And the disciples laid hands on these seven men. They prayed over them. And then these men began to serve their local community.
So, you know, I think as we begin to think about how to introduce this lesson, a great question to ask the kids would be, you know, who are the leaders in their lives? What do these leaders do? How do they help you? How do they serve you?
That is a great question to begin with. And, you know, I was thinking even our youngest kids, they can recognize those in authority over them, you know, whether that's parents or grandparents, teachers, doctors, pastors, other leaders in the church. I bet our kids would have some really great fun trying to identify maybe who serves them in a position of leadership and just the benefits that they receive from that.
And for the older kids and preteens, the question still works. I mean, we could even extend it further and discuss, you know, what happens when a leader isn't present, for example. Perhaps they're in a classroom when students got rowdy because the teacher stepped out, or they've witnessed kids arguing at the bus stop because an adult wasn't present. Or they're on a sports team that got disbanded because they didn't have a coach. You know, Acts 6 tells us God's truth about Jesus, you know, the truth about Jesus spread wildly throughout the city of Jerusalem. And that kind of growth certainly wouldn't have been possible or even sustainable if the disciples and others hadn't been present to lead the people well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Jennifer, and our leaders, I mean, our church have leaders for a reason. God is the one who calls leaders. He equips them And ultimately, he does that so that they serve in these positions they hold in the way that honors God.
You know, and this is an idea. This is something our pastor does, and it could be a stretch for a lot of churches if you're not on a preaching rotation or anything. But you might consider inviting your senior pastor into your room, if that's at all possible, or your children's pastor or some other leader in the church. And the kids can ask them questions. They can learn about what that person does and why they feel called to serve in that particular role.
I really like that idea. In fact, this is a great idea that you could use from preteens all the way down to our preschoolers. I really think that every age would enjoy just having a guest in their classroom and just to have an opportunity for kids just to ask questions and for the leader in your church just to help guide them on what do they do in the church.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we know the leaders in our church, you know, for the most part of who everyone is, but the kids might not know at all. So you can kind of talk about the various positions that the leaders hold within your church and maybe even show a picture so they know, you know, they might hear about, you know, Pastor so-and-so, but they don't even know what he looks like. And so, you know, maybe showing a picture of them, tell their name, their title, explain what it is they do and how they support the needs that exist within the church.
Yep, that's really good. You know, there are so many creative ways you can go as leaders to help your kids engage with this lesson. But don't forget about yourself. It's okay for you to draw attention to the work you do as a leader and the other leaders that are around you in kids ministry. You know, you guys serve the kids within your church. It's okay to let them know that.
Yes, we are so thankful for our leaders and all the work that you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. And to pull the entire session together, take a look at the levels of biblical learning for your age group, and then you can just really focus on that concept as you just prepare to teach the session.
Yeah, and to build on your words, Kimba, we just want to say, like, thank you so much, leaders, for what you do. Thank you for the difference that you make in these kids' lives. You're making an eternal difference by the way you serve. And I know sometimes it might not feel that way. You feel all the times you didn't do an activity perfectly, or maybe you didn't have the type of response you had to a game that you thought you might. All those things are fine, but you know, it's the truth that you are telling to these kids that ultimately makes a big impact. I can remember my Sunday school teacher from whenever I was a kid, and I wouldn't be who I am today without them being kind and most certainly being patient. I wasn't a very easy kid, but their willingness to teach me God's truth and to love me is something that has changed my life and wants me to do the same for the next generation.
You know, I was just thinking as you were speaking, Landon, you could also maybe share about a Sunday school teacher that you had. Maybe share, you know, who taught you the Bible and just to relate that to the kids. So leaders, I just encourage you to really focus on the Leader Bible Study. This is in your leader guide. It's the intro to the session. This Leader Bible Study is for you. This is a great place for you just to spend time with God and spend time as you're praying and you're preparing. So just know that we are praying for you and we hope that you have a great week.
Bye, everybody.